Hello there, and welcome to the Make We Converse podcast, where we talk about everything good for your body, soul, and spirit. The aim is to address issues that would entertain, enlighten, and most importantly, inspire you to be the best version of yourself. And now to your hosts, Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright.
All right. Are we recording?
Yes, we are.
And we're live. Hi, everybody. It's your boy Iyare.
And I'm Ayo Wright.
We're Make Converse podcast. Yeah. How you doing, Ayo?
I do, man.
How's your week been?
Man, it's been good. You know.
So, hi, guys. On the other end, we are very glad you can listen to us today. There are so many podcasts out there, like I always say, but you chose to listen to us. Ayo, how's the week been? What happened? What was the most important of your most conversational thing that happened this week?
Conversational?
Whoa. Yeah, deep. Yeah,
that's heavy.
What's the thing that like you are still thinking about that happened?
Let me see. Okay, I don't know if you've noticed, I do voiceover stuff these
days.
I'm still training. So what I do is I post some practice scripts online as well, like I record myself. So I would say that the most important thing I learned this week was something on voiceover, basically. So I listen to podcasts on voiceover. So I in my podcast and YouTube videos, so in my search for knowledge, I found out one man called Pat Frehley. Like, the man has voiced close to 6,000
characters.
Deep. As in, he was the one that he voiced them. This Toy Story guy, Buzz, something. I mean, you guys don't be angry. I don't know the guy's name. Something Buzz Lightning, exactly. Yeah. And Tim Allen. So I've been learning a lot from him. As in the way he talks.
That's really dope. I mean, Bruno, the kind of knowledge you can find on YouTube. I always say that YouTube is like a university on its own.
It is.
Yeah, you can find how to make a bomb. You can find it on YouTube. Man.
But we're not saying you should, read that one or watch that one, please.
Yeah, but you can actually find almost anything.
Yeah,
you can find on
very,
YouTube.
Very important stuff.
For me, how would I say, my week has been is it Tipsy Turvy?
Okay, wow.
Well, it has been very good, stressful for the most, and I don't even understand what's happening. I thought everyone is going to Canada, but my brother, what's going on with the roads in Lagos? Why are we having more traffic than usual? I was listening to Sanwo-Olu and the governor of Lagos State talking about in the morning, from those that transit from the mainland to the island, like it takes about like 4.5 million people leave the mainland to the island every day.
Wow.
You understand? So you can imagine how the influx of traffic is in Lagos.
Yeah.
And I think something has been done about it. People are getting to their houses midnight, go back to work, and
early in the morning.
Stress levels in Lagos is off the roof. You understand? Cool. So I've been having my own bitter taste of the whole thing. And it has really made me wish I was staying in Lagos.
Yeah, yes.
That's actually, you kind of wish that you're not staying in Lagos.
Yes.
You see people from Abuja tweeting that, man, just left my house. Like, if you think of your office too much, you just see yourself appear in your office. I wish you could do that here in Lagos, man.
Oh my God.
How's the traffic been on your end?
Bro. I was saying this when I worked last week, man. I don't tire for Lagos. You will be Lagosian. How can you be tired? I say, leave. It's funny how back then, a few years ago, I used to be so patriotic about Lagos.
I think few years ago things were actually getting better. We're actually thinking that things will get better.
But I don't know, man.
Like 4 years now has been messed.
Yeah, the traffic that you've
like, seriously, we're thinking that people are going to Canada.
Bro.
I was like, where is everybody going to? Like, I thought that everybody's going to Canada. Why is it that there's traffic in Lagos?
I'm tired. I can't wait for when work actually gets to just remote jobs. Like, you don't actually have to go.
Be, some articles I read online. They have this urban settlements, like nowadays in some countries now, they do remote work. You don't have to be in
work. You don't have to be.
Especially IT guys.
Definitely. Tech guys and all that.
You don't have to be in work as well. But you can't see everybody wants to be in work. Like, for example, now, doctors, nurses, engineers, they have to be
understand.
On ground in all those places. How would I put it now? It's not a rule that will affect
everyone.
It will affect a very few of us.
But at least that one will reduce people with the road now. Understand?
What would really affect our roads?
Yeah.
I think the first thing is to have means of mass transit. First of all, for example, now, in the BRT bus that takes about 40 people. Mm-hmm. Imagine if that 40 people now had cars. You know how tight the road would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People need to be encouraged not to carry their cars to work every day, because we have so many people on the road that could have actually had a bus.
Yeah.
And exactly. That's why we need to have more safer means of mass transit, like the trains and the other. There's no metropolitan city in the world that doesn't have traffic congestion issues, because people are moving from here to here. You understand? But what these people do, that they encourage people to use the subways, the cable cars, those stuff that mass transit that will actually take people faster to their direction. So we can take a lot of people at the same time.
Going
to, instead of having like 400 cars on the road, we can have about 40 buses. You know how it would be now. If 400 cars on the road, and if for those people now we had 440 buses, it'd be easier for 40 buses to move than 400 cars.
400 cars. I think there's a picture that circulated this. I don't know if you saw it on social media, where there's like different pictures of people,
animated pictures, that's key. It's not even rocket science, but you know, in Nigeria here now,
the thing is, even this transit, means of transportation, like they have to be accessible. Okay. This new blue BRT bus, for example, sometimes in the morning when you stay at Bega, you can stand there for close to an hour, before you can actually get one bus. You can actually get. Yeah, like sometimes they're just there for like close to one hour.
I get what you feel.
That's why people would not really want to buy into the idea, because I mean I think most of the people that are there today have cars.
Yeah.
But still, if you have your car, you don't have to worry about standing for too long. So it would be hard to convince, but that's at the end of the day will be the best solution to this
traffic and congestion. And also think another thing again is that nowadays I wrote some of my articles, tankers are falling in pleasant places. Like you see tanker four here, and
it's not safe, man.
And in this modern age, we're still carrying fuel. We're still carrying fuel in populated areas. Just look at what happened on Onitsha some days ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that was a tanker problem as well.
Yes, now people lost their lives and everything. There was a day that we were working on this, we were driving, tankers, like the fuel was actually spilling out of the tank. Because the another day again, I think the house guys, the guy had to come down using the wood to be holding the tire.
Man,
the express with my brother.
Express with cars. Because
it's our route. This
until the last side, bro.
Had issues
before, bro.
Now.
You
know the problem in Africa here. I think Africa in general, Nigeria as well. We have leaders that make complex situations out of simple problems. I think it's a legislation that tankers should move at night. They shouldn't be moving during the daytime and everything. And it's just sad that we are still going. But I think something has been done. We can't keep having these issues in traffic.
It's reckless.
Yeah, something has to be done.
Reckless.
And you know the population census that says that in 2050 will be about times three of what we are now in Nigeria. So something has to be done quickly.
Okay, so we hope something will be done, Sean.
Yeah. So, what has caught your eyes around this week?
This past few weeks. By the way, sorry guys that we've not released something in a while.
Come on, man. You guys have to understand that. Flesh and blood.
It's been crazy. It's crazy out here, man. But you know, we have
out here in the streets.
So, I mean, many things. Obviously, last week and a few weeks ago, major thing has been this whole rap.
Rap beef,
MI, Vector.
Okay, let me just take you straight there. Who is your top five Nigerian rappers? Top five.
Okay.
I know you're a gospel guy, you listen to gospel.
Definitely.
Who's your top five rappers?
I would pick first is MI Abaga, you know.
Okay, are you starting from ascending?
Okay, let me start from five.
Yeah, to one.
Okay, five to one. I'll pick number five would be let me just mention all of them, then I'll now arrange them. So there's MI, there's Fouls, there's SDC. SDC.
Hey, Show Them Camp.
Show Them Camp. There's Poe. I don't know if you know Poe. Poe. It's just for those are like the only major people I can actually relate to their messages. Vector, I used to be a Vector fan, but I feel like Vector just sold himself to the whole commercial.
Commercial rap.
Yeah, initially.
Is there a worse sellout than Fino?
Well, I can't really
see. When Fino released them, Alobam,
Yeah.
That was the voice of the street. But the guy had to make money.
That is always the issue with rap in Nigeria. It's gaining more recognition. This guy, I don't know if you followed this awards yesterday. Headies.
No, I didn't.
Fowls won. He won album of the year.
Wow.
He won rap album of the year.
I saw the list, but I don't know why we should discuss it now. I don't think it was deserved. Do you think those guys actually deserve it?
Bro, me, I can attest to Fowls' wins.
Album of the year.
He won album of the year.
Do you think it's album of the year?
Okay, now that one, I have to look at the. I can't remember the other guys in the this thing, but in terms of rap album of the year, and in terms of rap single, I would say yes. Why? Because it is about time that we begin to use music for more positive reasons.
Okay.
His album, for the first time, Fowls has always been a conscious artist from time. Even when he's joking in his rap, he's still trying to say
pass a message
that is important for the society.
Yeah.
So this album, he went full on conscious, talking about police, talking about the government, talking about talking about fake pastors, fake Islam, and all those things.
Yeah.
So for that album to get the recognition it got, actually winning an award, I feel like it's good.
Mm.
It's like on Twitter now, if something is happening, I don't know if you noticed, I think we had some issue with I can't remember now this video that came out last two weeks or last week, Sex for Greats.
Okay.
Sex for Greats. BBC, yes, BBC, yeah? Africa Eye and everything.
Yeah.
Somebody was tweeting, where's Fowls on this issue? What is Fowls saying on this issue? Why? Because Fowls has always been talking about.
I think we should not even listen to those people that are trying to be woke.
Unnecessarily.
Trying to make careers off gender inequality and everything. And they always feel that I think the whole thing is boiling down. People were angry that Fowls labeled runs girls. And that's where they're coming
that
from.
They've not actually forgiven him for that.
You really deep dig into people's attack, eh? For example, now let's go back to the yesterday. Now I saw Rema one day had this.
Yeah.
Rema.
Dondazi's guy.
One the next rated artist beating Zlatan.
Zlatan.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Now
Zlatan.
Wait now. So what happened was that there was a when Big Brother Africa was actually going on, there was this lady Tasha.
Okay.
Because I got disqualified.
Yeah.
So Zlatan now made a song because there was a rumor that she had
body odor. I remember.
Zlatan now made a song mocking her in terms of she has already grown a huge following.
Yes.
Called the Titans.
Yes.
They are online social media. We call the Titans online.
Okay.
So those guys now went en masse and voted for Rema. So they were so like it was like as if they announced so they were so happy they were rejoicing they were rejoicing and were happy that they made money. Before I got to church this morning, I saw they were just yabbing so can if you don't want to go deep into the people really picking for sort of thing and just hate you by your actions and try to work against you and everything. So it's just a messy
thing.
But for the rap issues now that we have in Nigeria, I think there's something I want to say about conflict, that there's no peace where there is no conflict. Like you must have a hard conflict
before
you can have peace. I think in rap, beef is good in rap.
For the culture, yes.
Yes, beef is very good for the culture. When there's no violence and killing or shooting people, I think beef is very good.
Mm.
Voiceover beef, like when you rap, trying to be. Because I think that's how rap was actually founded.
Initially, from
Watch 8 Mile. You 8 Mile, you're having rap battles. You're having rap battles. You watch most of these rap.
Even Notorious.
They have to grow from rap battles, how to diss each other, how to say this, how to say that.
Yeah.
And that's how you can actually grow in rap. Rap battling is very key thing in rap. You can't tell me you're a rapper, you don't have to battle.
It's not easy, man.
Well, I think it's something you can actually learn and master. It's actually part of the hip hop culture.
So who your own top?
I mentioned my top five now.
Let
me start from the fifth. I think Dagrin was good.
Okay.
Dagrin was hot.
Definitely.
Now Erica is really. I know Erica has a lot of nasty words, illicit lyrics, but Drew. If you listen to Erica is a storyteller, bro.
I've never really
picture things when he says it. You can really picture Erica is actually good. Then SDC, you can't take it.
Those
guys are my cool guys. MI second,
Munai first. Okay, this is like overall. This is not like total. As in the odds. at the old
okay
system.
Booking like now
now
this guy was I was listening to this guy XO. I don't know if you heard about it.
XO Cinnaval.
Yeah, that guy is good too.
But
I heard
he doesn't rap again these days.
He used to rap before
with them. He used to do things with MI. Then it was on this the first ever African and Nigerian BET award cypher now. The one that Sauce Kid
really?
Was on MI.
XO?
XO was there now. XO was at the back. The really? One that Mode 9 MI Sauce Kid need to see an Ice Prince was.
Well,
on, yeah.
Who's the hottest guy rap now?
It's between
I would say Eriga, number yes, five.
Yes, Eriga is.
Number four, I would say SDC. I
cannot not mention SDC.
I would say SDC, who again? Rap.
Yeah,
I
actually
like
Eva.
Eva is good too.
Eva have to retire now. Yeah. Oh, I think she's back and forth into it. This
yeah, but I think basically that's just how I feel about the rap and everything.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so what are the talking points now?
Yeah, so we have anger as a change agent. So
deep.
I just realized that. Okay, I actually watched a video somewhere. You know, someone actually said that, say, before you can really change in this life, before you can actually want to experience change, there must be some form of anger, some form of dissatisfaction. Ah, bro, I don't tire.
What you do?
I gotta move. I need to. Most people that move from one place, especially people that left Nigeria now. I don't tire for this. While I don't too much. So you know, I'm just throwing into that. Maybe if you have
Somebody always say that when you are discomfort brings creation, like
creativity or something.
Yes, and when you are not comfortable in a particular place, it creates makes you think very well. I think you generally, you look at it generally, everything created is not doesn't function its best in a state of comfort.
Okay.
Everything. Let's do from a tea bag. A tea bag needs hot water.
For it to work very well. I see where you're going to with this. Okay.
For it to create wine, you have to squeeze out juice from.
Even,
you have to
even gold.
Gold. You have gold, to put in it. Fire. Everything must not be in that resting place where you can for it to reach its good potential. You have to be stretched. You understand. So, life is not something that you must come easily and enjoy sweet ride. You must have to be. That's what actually brings you. Okay. For example, now you're a broke guy.
Yeah.
You don't have anything. Like, now there are two ways of looking at it. Now. There's something about stoicism. I'm now into stoicism, whereby you have to it has to do more of the mind and how talking to your mind, controlling situations before you not allowing things that out things on the outside to control you. So you actually have the advantage of control. That split seconds of controlling things around you. So for example, now you go through a particular hardship. Now you have two ways to go. Either you feel bad about it and sulk over it, or either you use it to as a stepping stone, like a stumbling block as a stepping stone to sort of achieving something greater. Now somebody provokes you, makes you angry, and or let's say you got fired, something like you are where your state of where you are right now makes you very angry. That anger can be channeled into a good way or a bad way. Now the anger can be either be channeled to being depressed, angry, or vice procrastination, but it can also make you want to achieve something better, achieve something greater. You understand? So, like I said, for the what you mean about the anger making turning to good, when you are tired of a particular situation that happened for too long, you can actually choose either to soak over or break glasses or anything, or you can actually choose that anger. Channel it
into
a positive sense. So normally you should feel unease. You understand? Before you can get to your potential, for you to reach that state of potential, you have to feel pain. It's just how life is.
Solid. I think just to add to that, so I'm still learning. I've spent years learning about purpose, learning about why we are created. Read. Books by Dr. Miles Monroe.
Achieving
maximizing potential, realizing potential. I read all of that. Then I've read on this purpose and everything, because I wanted to know that. I knew that there was more to just being. There was more to just existing. There's more. We're all put on this earth for a certain reason that only us can actually do. And what is even more frightening and also exciting about this is that. that destiny is attached to our destiny.
True.
So our achieving or not achieving of our destiny ties to other people. And it scares me, because when any time I feel like I'm not doing as much as I feel like I should be doing, like, hey God, people, as in that people that actually...
I think, you know what I discovered? I discovered that this thought you have now, that you feel you're not where you are, you feel like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you see people that are doing things better than you, you should also know that that thought alone is good.
Okay.
The fact that you're thinking that, okay, I'm not where I'm supposed to be, like,
challenges,
is good. It's supposed to challenge you to be better. Okay. Now, there are two ways, but majority of people now make yourself depressed.
I was also anxious, that plus what you said before too, that
so
can
exactly
either choose to solve
for
or
you
not.
To choose, okay, what do I do now? Do I now make this, what can I now do to make this step? Now, this is just flip side of the coin.
Okay.
The flip side of the coin is that you should also now in your terms of assessing how you you score yourself in the school of life, you should actually know that the real blessing, the real success, is not by what you have, it's by how much you have impacted to others.
Fantastic.
You understand? So don't pressure yourself in terms of I don't have so much, I don't have, but how have you helped others? When I always have that thought, it will always come. It comes in traffic, it comes when I'm about to sleep, it comes when I hear good news from a friend, it comes like a challenge that guy. How far? What have you done with your life?
See,
this guy is moving forward. And do you know the very funny thing? You're actually moving forward as well. You're actually making it, because you're not who you were before.
Before, definitely.
Yes, the where you are right now is far from where you were before. You understand? But the feeling is also very good. So we don't get comfortable where we are. You understand? You see people that are master violinists, they keep playing every day. Why are they doing it? Just so they can. It's only about keep. When you keep doing something, you understand? It makes you keep there. And the thing about when you stop dreaming, that's when the man begins to die.
Wow.
Yeah, people don't die when they are 60, 40. No, it's when you just give
when
up and say,
your mind.
I'm not. So those thoughts are actually very good. And I was hearing something that reason why men are there's a statistic that says men at the age of 40 are depressed is that because they start thinking that, okay, I've spent 40 years on this life. What have I done?
So, family as well. Too,
What have I done? So it's very important that as young guys, male or female, we start making easy accounts. Now, it doesn't have to be tied to financial gains, but like, what have I done? How have I impacted the lives of men? You understand? What have I done for my community? What have I done for God? What have I done for my family?
Yeah.
But you understand? Finance is also very key and part, but we can also turn that, whatever we face, into a positive anger. Channel the fire, you understand? Into, like, for example, when I heard that in very serious fire, all these wildfires in bushes and forests, they use fire to fight it. They don't use water, they now use fire
to fight fire.
Yes. So it doesn't spread, they now have to burn some parts so it can stop the fire from spreading. I don't know how it happened, but that's what they do. They use fire to fight fire. So sometimes you can turn that anger into do something good for yourself.
Solid.
So I don't know how you feel about that,
man. I feel the same way with you, man. It's because like hearing that day just touched me, because there's certain areas in my life that I don't tire. I'm vexed. I'm angry.
Yeah.
And there's always that thing that you said, two ways.
Yeah, two ways. So either you want to get depressed about it, or you now look at what you can do.
What you can actually do. Yes. I've been leaning towards.
I really want everybody, even if you're listening to the podcast, there's something I'm going to do in the future. I listened to a motivational speaker. He said that there are 21 things that you can do and make money with it. We have that. All of us have that skill. We're honest with you. Like you, I know you were a teacher. You can do open. You want too much. You can teach. You can speak at events. It's the truth now. You can speak. You can actually write. You can do voiceovers. You can act. Yeah, things that you can actually do. I can list them up to, like, you do a list of things you actually do.
Yeah.
And you can take the ones that you can actually make money from. Mm-hmm. If it's finance that is actually your problem, if it's impacting people, you can see the ones that you actually can impact from it. But I think I personally believe that the only people you have helped. I thank God that in my small life, I've at least God has used me to be a blessing to a lot of people that are around me. No, I've not done much. I don't pay people school fees. I've not done that for anybody before, but I think God has actually used me for people, and I want to. I always tell myself that I'm here to bless others. I think you actually find purpose by when you actually tell people, people. But not for
that's,
yourself.
That's for yourself.
Fantastic. That's how life is supposed to be. Not when you do, you don't feel gratification. The gratification you feel from when you do things by yourself is just very, how will I put it now?
It's little compared to when you do for people. For,
bro.
As any time so you feel like you help.
Say, yeah, you're going to help me. To
bro,
do this.
You feel like you are.
What did I do? Like, what have I done? You understand? Like, like, so that's actually, you know, I think as young people, we should strive to what we can actually do for people. If some countries, like, I don't even mention names, like our country, if the majority of people are service oriented, like they are working for to help other people, they will be more and better for everybody here.
Definitely.
But we are all looking for what we can do. So I think we should actually work towards it. So don't compare yourself with people in other that are doing, you think they are doing very well.
Yeah.
You understand? Because you are just in the highlight. I think we've talked about this now for our latest. If you've not heard about our success stories, go back to our other podcast earlier, a previous episode and listen to it. So don't look at people that, there's one thing that this guy said, Robin Sharma, that true nobility comes when you compare yourself with, not with people, people, but compare yourself with yourself, your former self. What have you done before? How you used to do what?
Yeah.
Like me now, I used to be a very, very rough guy.
Okay.
You understand? But I know nowadays I'm not that rough anymore. You understand? So I've improved in that area of personal hygiene.
It's just you versus you.
You understand? Mm. I used to be a very shy person, but I couldn't talk to a girl before. But now, you understand? I'm a ladies' man.
Boss. I don't hear around.
So I think it's when you compare yourself with what you have done before.
Okay.
You understand? And for that anger, let's not deviate from the topic.
Yeah.
For that anger, you have two choices. If somebody provokes you, something, you have two ways. Or looking at it, do you get angry and feel bad, or do you let the person know how you feel about it? You understand, and make you better afterwards.
Definitely.
So you have that split seconds to think first before you act.
Yeah.
I think maybe next episode we'll talk more about stoicism, so we can learn from.
Just to add to what you said, so that thing, another way to put it is, do not react, respond.
Yes.
Because when you react, you are it's more spontaneous. It's less spontaneous. It's more
irrational.
Exactly. It's impulsive. That's the word. Impulsive, it's impulsive. Yeah. Like you want to.
But English is nice. I like when we use words to classify a feeling. Don't you like it? I get this kind of relief when I look at that word.
Bro, and you now find it.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's cool.
That's one of the reasons why I love writing and I love reading and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool.
So yeah, I don't think I can. Okay, just to also add another thing. Okay, two things. To what you said about impacting lives, and the goal really is to outlive yourself. You understand? You hear now in this podcast, I just mentioned something I learned from the late Dr. Miles Munroe. Another time again, somebody's quoting another
his
dead
words,
person.
Outlive,
that's the idea. You live a life that, you know, that makes it possible for you. Works your words, your actions to outlive you. So even when you're dead, you're not really dead. You're still alive in the
heart. To cut short, there's this stoic phrase that one of the great stoics said. He says that live a life that when you die, people don't question why they built a monument for you.
For you.
They ask, why didn't they build one for you? You understand? It's kind of confusing, but it's like they don't question like, why did you build this stoke? What did you do? But like, instead of don't fight for them to create one for you. Like, let people question why was nothing done for you. Why didn't you erect a statue for Ayo? Because his works are still there.
The other thing to add to that before we end, go to our next one is something I saw. So a friend of mine sent it to me yesterday. He watched one of my voiceover practice. I try to put as much as I can put out every week.
Okay.
It's tiring sometimes because I do like many takes before I come up with the one I like.
Yeah.
So he said something. He said, it's a picture actually, which is sitting in line with purpose and everything. Be relentless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. So if you have found out something
that you love, that bosses your head,
stay on it.
You're enthusiastic about.
Stay on it. Just like what you said, process. And it's funny how every episode we do on this podcast, we are still talking about this process thing. You mentioned how, you know, gold to be, you know,
process,
it is wine too. You have to, it has to, you have to stay on it. You have to be consistent. I'm preaching to myself too, Sha. So, yeah, so so that we're not dwell too much on that, our last thing to talk about.
Basically, just to add to that,
okay,
maybe you are confused about what actually, what are you here for? I listened to a message by Mensah Sabi, who is one of the preachers I love from Ghana.
Okay.
He said something that whenever there is a topic that is being discussed and you are very enthusiastic, like you just your eyes just open. So when he says that when you are a topic comes on, like talk about fire,
yeah,
and your eyes just open, and you know more about fire, you can talk about how fire is,
yes,
and you know you are so enthusiastic about it.
Yes.
That may be your calling. Mm. You understand? If cars, they like talking about cars like this now, you get your eyes are
lit.
You are quiet too, like they talk about poetry, don't just keep quiet too. Talk about it, just keep quiet too. When you just talk about cars,
boom,
that's where your eyes just come out
alive.
Those that can channel your whatever your careers and everything to that, and you actually be more successful. So what we're talking about again now?
It's powerful, man. I feel like we can actually spend the whole day talking about this, but let me not share what I have again on that. Let me just go straight to what we have next, which is why we say sorry. Have you noticed, for example, I don't know, if you are in a strange environment and you are trying to get the route or directions to the place you are going, or some directions to the place you are going to, and you ask somebody, maybe together with you inside the bus or on the road, the first thing that normally comes to your mind to say first, as a Lagosian or as a Nigerian, is sorry, please. Can I? But if you go to foreign countries, usually they start with excuse me please or please or you hardly hear sorry. Okay. But in Nigeria there's always that sorry, and I came up with a theory. I don't know if it's confirmed. So you guys, when you listen, please give us feedback, and maybe I'm wrong or Yari will correct me.
Okay.
Is it because everybody in Lagos, everybody in Nigeria is angry? I don't know, man, because I feel like that's probably why. Because if you see some people that are like deep in thoughts,
yeah,
so when you interrupt them, you're like, why is when they worry me like this? So I mean, what do you think?
I think basically is that when you say sorry, you're just trying to be polite.
Okay.
I think many of our grammar we speak are lost in how would I put it? I think someone like does people that study English can give a more logical response.
Okay.
Many of our grammar we speak, they are lost in feeling. Like for example, now trafficate. You see someone trafficate. Yes, we are communicating. It's not an English word actually.
I know. I was about to say that trafficate is not actually. It's not an English word.
It's traffic, and we just join the world. You understand? So I think many of our words that we speak are out of how we feel about certain things. Like when you feel you're interrupting somebody and to say sorry, please. Yes, but I think it's just a grammatical, maybe how we know ourselves from here, but basically. That's just how I feel. But I don't think it's something that it should be. Should we be correcting? You should say, excuse me, please.
I mean, no, you see, even me, after saying this thing, tomorrow, if I try to talk to somebody I don't know, I'll first say sorry. It's just, it's not really planned.
And don't forget again that we are key, we deceive, I don't want to say deceive ourselves, but we tell ourselves that we have a lot of respect. We have our cultures, the first thing they imbibe is respect.
Respect
your elderly, respect your husband, respect your man, respect your woman. Yeah. Exactly that spirit. That notion of respect. So even in our language and our speech, there's this pattern of respect that also follows as well. I think.
Okay.
Follows. When you say excuse, if you say excuse me, it will sound. Some people will take it as being sound. You're sounding rude.
So that's a massive question about Nigeria.
I think the fundamental the crux of that grammar is coming from a place of respect.
Respect. So it's culture. It's culture driven. Then.
Yes. I think it's culture driven. As I would say, but not like maybe all of us are mad in Lagos.
I mean, like you know, because it's almost like everybody was angry. Like everybody's fighting something. Everybody's thinking about something. Nigeria is making you think. So. For you to interrupt someone that is being angry with Nigeria already, please, sorry, don't be angry, but can you operate? Sorry, please.
Yeah.
But yeah. So as you go out this week, you know, try not to, I don't know.
First people say sorry, instead of excuse me.
Yeah, be, you know. So I think that is
that's
pretty,
wrap.
Much, pretty
yeah.
much it this week.
You guys can check me out on i4yarimade@gmail.com. You can send me a mail. I'm on Instagram, yarimade. I'm on Twitter, yarimade. Wherever you search me anywhere, you get me here in my day. Yeah.
How about your Urban Digest?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
to
let them
well, know. I have a website that I write articles. I try to like a news and opinion articles. urbandigest.com.net actually.
Okay.
So you can plug in, listen, just see what articles that I've written before.
Mm-hmm.
And also we'd also get love to get feedback from you, but
yes,
I will do that after he has given us his deeds.
Okay. All right, so as you already know, man's name. Okay, no, forget that. My name is Ari Wright, as you already know, also known as the Yarn Spinner, because I like to tell stories. Just for those people that don't know why I'm called the yarn spinner, when you spin yarns, you tell stories, just like another way of, you know, saying storytelling. But you know, you have to be unique about it. Anyway, so I'm the yarn spinner on Twitter, on IG. It's THEYARNSPINNA. And Facebook, if you want to find me there, I'm never really there, but AYOWRIGHT. I write as well on AYOWRIGHT116.com. So yeah.
Yeah. If you made it to the end of the podcast, it shows that you're a fan.
Yep.
You have a badge. We have a badge with us.
Yeah. Come and collect it.
Yeah, come and collect your badge. We'd love to get reviews, feedbacks.
Yes, please.
We're getting a lot of feedbacks and reviews from people that
thank you.
But we'd love to get more from you. I don't know what you have to say.
That's pretty much. Also follow the podcast, please.
Yes,
make quick
converse on Twitter,
on IG as well.
So you can get info when we drop new episodes. If you want to join us on the podcast, you want to maybe
share something. Yeah,
you are free, you're open. Let us know when you're available. Just send us a message. If you're interested in just coming on one of the shows and just talk about how you feel about, we're just basically trying to talk about life. Basically, nobody has a manual to life.
Standard.
But I think when we
come
when
together,
we share issues,
experiences,
even from our own experiences, when we say them out,
learn
from
each other.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Before we turn this outro to another album, thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you once again for listening to this episode. We also like to appreciate Anchor for giving us this platform to share our podcast. Please do not forget to follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Make We Converse. You can find Yari on Twitter and Instagram at Yari_Imade, and Ayo on Twitter and Instagram at The Yarn Spinner. That is THEYARNSPINNA. Also, please ensure you subscribe to our podcast and drop a review on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WhatsApp, wherever you listen to us. We look forward to your feedback. Thank you.